Lori Loughlin, husband hit with new money laundering charge in college admissions scam. By Breitbart News on April 9, 2019. Boston, AP, Full House star Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Gianulli, and 14 other parents were hit Tuesday with a new money laundering charge in the sweeping college admissions bribery scheme. The move comes a day after fellow actress Felicity Huffman, 12 other parents and a coach agreed to plead guilty, signaling an escalation in the case against the parents who are continuing to fight the allegations against them. Loughlin and Gianulli were among 33 prominent parents accused of participating in a scheme that involved rigging college entrance exams and bribing coaches at elite universities. They were arrested last month on a single charge of conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. An indictment brought Tuesday adds a charge of money laundering conspiracy against the couple and 14 other parents. Amy and Gregory Colburn, a California couple accused of paying $25,000 to cheat on their son's SAT, were indicted on the money laundering and mail fraud conspiracy charges last month. The parents are accused of paying an admissions consultant, Rick Singer, to cheat on their children's college entrance exams and get their children admitted as athletic recruits at such elite schools as Georgetown and Yale. Loughlin and Gianulli are accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into the University of Southern California as crew team recruits, even though neither of them played the sport. They appeared in Boston federal court briefly last week and were not asked to enter a plea. They have not publicly addressed the allegations against them. Other parents indicted on the new charge Tuesday include Michelle Genovese, whose family developed the microwave snack line Hot Pockets before selling their company, and William McGlashan, who co-founded an investment fund with U2's Bono in 2017. Huffman, the 56-year-old Emmy winner who starred in ABC's Desperate Housewives, was accused of paying $15,000 disguised as a charitable donation to have a proctor correct the answers on her daughter's SAT. She and the 12 other parents agreed to plead guilty Monday to a single charge of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Prosecutors say they will seek a prison sentence that's on the low end of between 4 and 10 months for Huffman. In her first public comments since her arrest, Huffman took responsibility for her actions and said she would accept the consequences.